tell your friends. The Mark and Mac Show is back and better than ever.
Are you ready?
We never walked on the moon. Elvis ain't dead. You ain't going crazy. It's all in your head.
So listen to this. Listen to this. Okay, listen.
This vast right-wing conspiracy.
Politicians are all talk, no action.
Read my lips. No new taxes.
Wrong.
During my service in the United States the Congress, I took the initiative in creating the Internet.
Ay, ay, ay.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far.
Sit down.
If I were a single man, I might ask that mommy out.
He's a nasty guy. Nobody likes him. Nobody likes him anywhere once they get to know him.
Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
And welcome into this edition of the Mark and Mac Show, the web edition. I'm Mark Congleton, your sometimes humble host. I'm driving the big rig. I know how to operate all the gear. You just sit back and enjoy. Hope you're having a good day so far. Thank you so much for listening to this show. So many options out there. So many things to choose from. So many different web alternatives, podcasts, whatever. And hundreds of you. I just was looking at stats this morning. There are hundreds of you have chosen every day to tap into what's happening in this little loony corner of the universe. And I say loony because around here, we're not politically correct. We're not socially acceptable in a lot of cases. And we don't care. Because when you know the truth makes you free. And you tend not to care about the opinions of other people who don't know the truth or who ignore the truth. And that's something that's been on my mind this morning in the run-up to today's show, is knowing the truth. If you are familiar with us, with Dave Mack and myself, you know that we are both believers. We've both worked in ministry. We both have backgrounds in the church. And, and also outside the church in the BC days. And one of the things that you learn when you walk that walk is that one of the things that Jesus told his disciples was that if they would continue, he said, if you continue in my word, then you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now, I don't care which translation you read, which version you read, the meaning is the same. That is, if you keep following what I'm teaching you and apply it to your life, in other words, don't just know it, live it. If you keep doing that, you'll know the truth. The truth will be revealed to you. And when that happens, you'll become to being free. The truth will make you free. And it's a process of steps. Next steps, as we like to say, where I go to church, that being a believer, being a Christian, is a next step process. There's always a next step because you never are perfect. You're never there. You're always learning and growing. And you know what that's like. Let's take it out of church and apply it to, I don't know, working on cars. I'm sorry, ladies. Unless you're a mechanic, unless you enjoy working on cars, this might not mean anything to you. But you can listen and apply it in other realms. There are certain things about automobiles that, unless you actually work on them, they're a mystery. Automatic transmissions are a mystery to me. If you work on them, the mystery's gone. You understand how they work. There's all this fluid, and there's little balls that roll in channels, and there's filters, and there's actually clutches and things like that. All this stuff, I know what's inside of them. I still don't know how they work. If you put one on a workbench and handed me some tools and said, fix that, I'd have to say, I'm not your guy. It's a mystery to me. But because of experience that I've had, I can replace valve springs. I can replace valve guide seals. I can replace water pumps and belts. I can adjust timing. I can replace timing belts and chains. I can do engine work. I can remove and install headers and various things, shock absorbers, brakes, and the like. Why? Because at some point, I was presented with the challenge and had to learn how something worked. And at that point, it all became obvious. It all opened itself to me. So you can apply this pretty much to everything that we face in life. You must know the truth about how something functions, how something works, how something was originated in order to understand what it really is. And at that point, you are free from the mystery it holds over you. Does this make sense to you? Just nod your head. Look at all those heads nodding. So, in the world of the news, in the world of social media, in the world of politics, it is extremely important that you learn the truth. You get to the bottom of things and learn how things actually are. Because that way, when things are thrown at you, like memes on social media or arguments from your liberal friends or whatever, you know the truth. And one thing you'll quickly discover is that there are some people out there, some of your friends, don't want to know the truth. Because they would much rather believe the lie that makes them comfortable. And I can say that because we're all that way to a certain degree. You and I are both that way. We have certain pet things. Just don't tell me. Don't spoil it for me. We just have certain things in our lives that we don't want to have spoiled. And eventually we're going to have to step away from those things. Because it's like growing up. Back to the Bible again. When I was a child, I thought, spoke like a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. So as you grow and learn and move forward, you have to put those things behind you because now you know the truth and your eyes are opened. Well, this meme came up on social media this morning. And you know how I feel about Occupy Democrats. It is Occupy Democrats is a website that posts memes on social media that have absolutely no basis in reality. And when they do have some, they might have one toe on the foundation of reality from time to time, but the other nine are hanging off into the abyss. Well, today there's this meme. It's in response to what Trump said in Houston the other night, where he said, "I'm a nationalist." He said, "You know what? I'm a nationalist." And the left is going insane. They're losing their minds. They're going crazy. They're saying, see, we told you, he's Hitler. Well, this meme says it has a picture at the top of Adolf Hitler. And then below that, a picture of Trump. And then a statement. Next to Adolf Hitler, it says, "Adolf Hitler, quote, I'm a nationalist." Next to Donald Trump, it says, "Trump last night, quote, you know what? I'm a nationalist." Below that it says, wake the heck up, America. This is no longer a circus or a bad reality TV show. This is the full-on fascist takeover of our country, and November 6th is our last chance, our last best chance to stop it. And then our friends at Occupy Democrats Logic respond, "If nationalism is a scary word to you, but socialism isn't, you lack sufficient knowledge of definitions and history." And this is true. And this morning on social media, I decided to post this. Your liberal / progressive / leftist friends, those who haven't unfriended or blocked you, are freaking out over Trump declaring that he is a nationalist. Nationalism is love, respect, loyalty, and faithfulness. It's patriotism to one's own country. Not something evil. You know this. You know this is Trump's meaning. But progressives are having a meltdown over the word because it plays into their delusional view that he is, quote, literally Hitler, end quote. Hitler was a socialist. They'll deny this, but Hitler was a socialist. Hitler's government philosophy was National Socialism. Read history not rewritten by leftists. Hitler's goal was to conquer the world and place it under his form of government, which would manage every aspect of life as approved by the more enlightened and morally superior master race. If Hitler's goal is beginning to sound familiar, that's because it is the same goal as that of the progressives. They see themselves as morally and intellectually superior, and thus qualified and required to manage your life because you're not capable of doing it yourself. We joke about liberalism being a mental disorder, but the sad reality is that liberalism slash leftism slash progressivism, I need to interject here that there are differences between those three, but in the bigger sense, you can lump them together. The sad reality is that liberalism, leftism, progressivism is at its core a delusion. When confronted with reality, it lashes out. When presented truth, it denies and retaliates with aggression. This is why many liberals unfriend and block you. They can't deal with truth because it clashes with their imagined reality. This is also why it is fruitless to argue with them on social media. They're not living in the real world and refuse to leave their fantasy behind to embrace reality. For the sake of the future of our beloved country, we can never allow these delusional people access to the power of government again. Vote red. I mean every bit of that, because it is fruitless to argue with leftists, socialists, progressives, liberals on social media. They are not living in the real world. They refuse to leave their fantasy behind and embrace reality. In most cases, in some cases they do. We are beginning to see, as a result of the Kavanaugh hearings, that some people who are liberals, they aren't hard left leftists or socialists or progressives. They're just liberals. They have a liberal worldview. Live and let live. Oh, you know, just let them have their way. They're beginning to realize that the Democrat Party isn't just liberal. It's practically communist. The Democrat Party is just about, they might as well admit, they're democratic socialists. They want a national socialist government in this country. That's our Democrat Party. So, they're seeing this, and they're walking away. That's why there's a walk away movement. Have you seen that hashtag on social media? The hashtag walk away? It's because liberals are realizing the Democrat Party represents everything they dislike. They are realizing that the guy they've been calling, quote, literally Hitler, is the exact opposite. And the people they've been embracing are much, much more like Hitler than Trump is. And because of the Kavanaugh hearings and the way they treated this good man, the way they sought to destroy his credibility, his reputation, his career, and his family, the way that psychos came out of the woodwork and threatened his wife and his little girls, they realized that this group on the left, the Democrats, don't really represent them at all. Because they're crazy. Yes, I said they're crazy. And they want, because they believe so deeply that they are morally and intellectually superior to the unwashed masses, they believe they must be in control to protect the rest of us from ourselves. That's why every Democrat-run city is practically a war zone now. Just take a look at them. City after city, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New Orleans, Houston. Look at these cities. run by Democrats. They believe that it is their responsibility, their job, to protect those poor, stupid people from themselves. And as a result, they've set the stage for even further decay. Because what they believe is not based in the truth. And it will never make people free. It will only enslave them. And that's the last thing this country needs. For the sake of the future of our beloved country, we can never allow these delusional people access to the power of government again. November 6th, we must step up. And we must move our nation forward into freedom and liberty. This is the Mark and Mac Show.
Tell your friends, the Mark and Mac Show is back and better than ever.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, it is close to Halloween.
It's close to midnight. Something evil.
Hey, little Michael Jackson. Well, something scary has happened. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes here. But first, we love hearing from you. Feel free to contact us. You can do that a number of ways. You can email us. That's us at markandmacshow.com. We made that easy just by putting a contact link on our website. Go to markandmacshow.com and click on Contact Us. There's a little contact form. It'll pop up right there. And you can just express yourself in an email to us. We'd love to hear from you. And you can also keep track of us on social media, on Facebook and on Twitter, and beginning to on Gab. By the way, to the handful of you who have decided to follow me on Gab, you looked me up, and I've seen where you've decided to follow me. Thanks. I appreciate that. And to those of you who are from other countries and decide to follow me because you want me to come look at your sexy pictures, go away. That's the problem with Gab. Like I told you the other day, parents, don't let your kids on Gab. There are no filters. It's just crazy. But the reason Gab is attractive to so many people now on the right is because they don't filter. That's the thing. They're not going to kick you off for having conservative views. There are people who I've been following on Twitter for a while who've just abandoned it. They just said, forget it. In fact, a couple of them actually have had Twitter completely, not just put them in Twitter jail, but delete their accounts. And as a result, they've said, fine, I'm just going to go over to Gab. If you want to find me, I'll be at Gab. And the word spreads, you know, from their followers, and their followers are moving over. That's how I found Gab, because somebody I was following on Twitter got shut down. And then I found out they had gone to Gab. And so now I'm over there. And I'm working on the page and everything for that. And it'll be under my name. Because it's what I'm doing is I'm getting things prepped for the new podcast, for the Daily Perspective. And so the page on Gab will be under my name, and it'll be the Daily Perspective page. So if you're looking for me there, look for Mark Congleton, and you'll find me on Gab. And also, wow, as long as we're doing some housekeeping, I'm working on the Daily Perspective Facebook page. And some of you have already gone over there, and I appreciate that. The one that pops to mind specifically is Sandra from the UK. Thank you, Sandra, for going over there. I think you were first, by the way. And others are going to be going. And there's so many people following this show on Facebook and Twitter that those presence, that's still going to be there, because the Daily Perspective will basically be released here. It'll be through the Mark and Mac Show Facebook page and the website and the like. And its home, its actual home base, will be its own entity. There's a website, there's everything. And I'll put all that out there in the next few days. And the first episode of that podcast, it's looking like The Daily Perspective will debut this Friday. That's what it looks like right now. You know, unless something happens this Friday, we should see our first episode of The Daily Perspective. Just write that down on a small animal so you won't forget. Now, on to something scary. The FBI on Tuesday was investigating an explosive device found in the mailbox at the New York home of U.S. billionaire and liberal donor George Soros, a target of right-wing groups, officials concerned confirmed. This is coming to us, by the way, from Yahoo News and the Associated Press. So please, please keep in mind, there is a very liberal slant to the news here. We're going to discuss it. An employee of the residence in Bedford, north of Manhattan, found the suspicious package in the mailbox Monday afternoon, opened it, and found what appeared to be an explosive device, according to the Bedford cops. They said in a statement the employee placed the package in a wooded area and called the Bedford police. Hmm. Okay. Well, let's hear what they say about it on Fox News.
Yeah, well, Fox News can confirm the explosive device was placed into a package and then inside of the mailbox behind me, a mailbox belonging to a home owned by George Soros. Now, this explosive device appeared, it resembled a pipe bomb. It also had explosive components, including explosive powder. Now, this mailbox is nowhere near the home, but again, the... But what we're discussing is the Associated Press is reporting that the package, the package was discovered by a security guard on property, and he moved the package into a wooded area where it was then exploded by the ATF and the FBI safely. Now, the billionaire liberal George Soros has drawn the ire of right-wing activists. He has donated billions to many liberal organizations and campaigns, including Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. And in a statement, Soros opens Society Foundation writes in part this: in this climate of fear, falsehoods, and rising authoritarianism, just voicing your views can draw death threats. Our founder and chair, George Soros, deplores violence of any kind and urges politicians across the political spectrum to tone down their rhetoric. He is also at the center of recent unfounded conspiracy theories. Recently, Representative, a Republican, Matthew Gaetz, tweeted that Soros could be somebody who funded the migrant caravan that's heading to the border. There is no proof that this is at all true, but again, it was tweeted and has been going around some right-wing circles. Also, President Trump mentioned Soros's name at a rally in Montana 5 days ago.
You ever see when the fake news interviews them and then they try and cut it, but they'll go to a person holding a sign who gets paid by Soros or somebody, right? That's what happens.
The FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force is investigating, and reportedly Soros was not at the home at the time.
All right. Now, let's backtrack just a bit. Soros was not at home at the time. Bomb squad technicians defused the device. An extensive investigation has been opened, and the case has been turned over to the Joint Terrorism Task Force Division of the FBI. The FBI's New York field office said on Twitter, "We are conducting an investigation at and around a residence in Bedford. There is no threat to public safety, and we have no further comment at this time." You can look George Soros up yourself. I'm disappointed, I got to be honest with you, disappointed in Fox News for entertaining speculation, because a politician speculated about Soros funding, in part, the caravan of invaders coming from Central America, because that's just speculation. Please don't go on national television with your speculation. That's beneath you, Fox News. That's beneath you as a news organization. Don't do it. But this bothers me just a little bit. An employee of the residence in Bedford, north of Manhattan, found the suspicious package in the mailbox on Monday afternoon, opened it, and found what appeared to be an explosive device. The employee placed the package in a wooded area before calling the police. Put yourself in that employee's shoes. This is what has me wondering, okay? You work for somebody who's well known. You open a package, and inside are. Electronics, a pipe, wires. Do you pick that package up again and take it out to the woods? Or do you walk outside of the house, clear the residence, and call the police? If you chose option B, you're right. That's what's fishy about this.
Tell your friends, the Mark and Max Show is back and better than ever.
Stand by for news.
You are listening to the Mark and Max Show. I say that just in case you're listening online on the web through one of the apps or through the website, and you click the play button and it comes up in the middle of the show, because that's how it is if you, you know, if you're listening online. If you're one of the many, 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 many,
many
podcast subscribers, you click the play button and you start at the beginning. That's the way that works. Oh, man. A big thanks to people subscribing, by the way. It means a lot. Thank you very much. By the way, if you're subscribing to this podcast, you're also going to get the Daily Perspective. More on that later. Let's see. Where was I going here? Oh, I was going back. Back to George Soros. Let me just back up to that and wrap that up, because it took a little longer in the last break. The problem here that I have with this is that one little thing, and that is that a normal person, a regular guy, is going to open a package and see wiring, a pipe, is going to say, "Oh, this looks bad," and is going to put his hands up, you know, raise his hands in the air and step back. A regular guy. And I would say that most of us are. I seriously doubt that there are many heroes working in, you know, for people like George Soros. But for some reason, we're expected to believe that this guy saw a package that was a bomb and took it out to the woods. Obviously, this person doesn't watch any television or any movies. Because my first thought would be, how did it not go off when I opened it? Dear God, why am I alive? I would certainly not touch it. Because, not again. Because what if I opened the wrong end of it and got lucky? What if there are a couple of wires just waiting to touch together if it's handled the right way? What if there's something that if I opened the other end of the box, it would have gone off? What if there's a timer? What if? All of these different scenarios pop into your head, but the first gut reaction has got to be, get away and get everybody else away and call the cops. Not pick the box up and walk to the woods with it. No. You'd have to be a complete idiot to see a bomb in a box and pick it up again. And that's the problem I have with this whole scenario. Which leads me to be very suspicious and to suspect that this is just one more false claim by leftists to bolster their victimhood. To say they're under attack from people on the right. I encourage you that whenever you see one of these reports that liberal people, progressive people, the people of Antifa, whoever, Black Lives Matter, whoever, when they say they've been attacked, go dig. Wait a couple of days. You'll start seeing clarifications come out. Somebody on their side took the first swing. Somebody on their side threw the first rock. Somebody on their side got up in somebody's face. Somebody on their side picked on a kid and a parent came back at them. Somebody on their side initiated it. This is why I'm very, very suspicious when Christine Blasey Ford says she's gotten death threats. This is why I'm very suspicious when Dianne Feinstein says she's gotten nasty death threats and emails and the like. Yeah, there are some crude people in every walk of life. I've seen some people, even who have participated on our Facebook page, and I've banned them, who just get beyond the pale. Because you know, they're saying, no, we just don't play the game that way. We don't see it as a game. We don't play dirty. We won't do it. Because they accuse us of going low. But the thing is, we can't go any lower than they do because they're the experts at it. And that's just not a claim. That's the fact. So let me just finish that up, that particular thought. And that is, yes, there are some people on the right who do some very nasty things. But the number of them is so tiny. The number of them is so, so small. They are the fringe. But when you look at the news and you see the crowds of people outside the Kavanaugh hearings, outside the Supreme Court doors, outside in the hallways of the Senate building, you see those people, that's not the fringe. That's a pretty large segment of the left. They see things that way. They feel things that way. They're driven by their emotions, their anger. They can't deal with reality. They've denied it, and when presented with it, they react violently. On the right, there are some people who have the same situation. They're reacting out of ignorance and stupidity, which is why I don't tolerate them. And as the guy who moderates our social media, I'll warn you three times. You get a first warning. Well, actually, I'll warn you twice. You get a first warning, you get a second warning, and then after that, you're blocked. You can no longer play. If you can't play nicely with others, you can't play at all. Because that's how we have to be. But we do give you chances. And we give you chances because we want you to understand reality and the truth. We want you to learn that there are ways to present your side of things without being a nasty idiot. Unfortunately, nasty idiots is what we see on the left a lot. And we see this victimhood coming up on the left a lot. And this is why I doubt George Soros, why I doubt his claim, why I doubt this story, because I just think it's one more example of the left trying to substantiate their victimhood. They're the ones who are victimizing everybody else. They're the ones who are picking the fights. They're the ones who are lying to America. They're the ones who are living in their own little world, their delusional little world. And they expect us to believe that they're the victims. I'm sorry, but that duck don't float. There we go. Something else that's delusional. Let me move forward, okay? Because I don't want to talk about that anymore. I want you to go look. I want you to inspect, investigate. I want you to learn. Learn. Do your due diligence. Dig. You'll find out that so many of these claims are just not true. They're just not true. We remember that on Monday, Donald Trump spoke in Houston, Texas. And in Nevada, former President Barack Hussein Obama also spoke. I saw pictures that day. Looked like a good crowd. Just a sea of people behind him in the stands. Lots of heads in the foreground. Looked like a good crowd. Until I saw pictures yesterday from behind him. Back behind in that crowd, that sea of people behind him. And what you see in front of him looks like a couple of hundred people. The vast majority of the people in that place were in the background for the TV cameras and for the news photographers. Now, you compare that with the pictures and the video we have of the rally in Houston. Thousands upon thousands of people were inside and thousands more outside watching big screens. Because 100,000 people More than 100,000 people RSVP'd. They wanted to be there, but the place didn't seat, I think it was 17,000, something like 17 or 18,000 people. But the Obama rally, not many. Thousands of supporters of President Trump were once again willing to come out to one of his packed out events, hang out until the overflow in the overflow areas, just to be part of this rock star type appearance. And there's a contrast. It was pointed out by RedState.com's Brandon Morris. He provides tweeted videos and photos showing the rather stunning difference between Obama's media-hyped event and Trump's standard media-maligned but jam-packed rallies. The Obama event, held in an attempt to save struggling Democratic senatorial candidate Jackie Rosen, has been covered as if it was a must-see, must-attend blowout. By the media's account, Obama was surrounded by energized Democrats and enthusiastic voters. The bleachers behind him were packed to the brim. The people in front were numerous. Or were they? Well, I told you about the pictures. The pictures started leaking from behind. There's also video from behind. Instead of showing all the empty bleachers, the camera stayed tight on the staged bleacher sections and particularly favored an angle similar, an angle showing Obama from the front with a whole lot of people behind him. And the Trump rally with Senator Ted Cruz in Houston, same day, supporters of the president began lining up outside of Houston's 18,000 seats. I knew it was something like that. The Toyota Center, more than 24 hours before the president was set to speak. There were people camping out so they could get in and get the seat they wanted. The event was moved from an 8,000 seat venue, and then even once inside the Houston Rockets home court arena, the request for tickets topped 100,000 people. And I'll make sure that this is in our show notes. Actually, if you're listening to this now, yeah, it's in our show notes. Picture after picture after picture after picture after picture of the crowd, and also video footage of people camped out in line. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people there to see our president. And a few hundred there for Obama's attempt to salvage the candidacy of somebody in Nevada. They did this to us during the presidential run-up, remember? They didn't show the crowds. We started seeing people's iPhone pictures, you know, their cell phone pictures of the crowds at rallies. And they were posting video of what was happening at the Trump rallies. That's the only way we found out what was really happening, because the news media wouldn't show us the crowds. And that's when I told coworkers at the time, I don't trust the polls, I don't trust the media, Trump is going to win this thing. Just look at the rallies. And it came to pass. He won. Even though people were saying, the rallies aren't any indication of how things are going to go. Really? Vote red, people. It's our future. This is the Mark and Mac Show.
Tell your friends, the Mark and Mac Show is back and better than ever.
Once again, I'm a little disappointed.
Oh my goodness, what a day it's been so far. And there's still a lot of it to come. I tried to find something funny to talk about every day. Some days it's really tough. Some days there's just nothing out there. And some days there's just so much insanity, you have to deal with all of it. You know, you do what you can.
Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, there's a writer by the name of Emily Zanotti. Could be Zanotti. And she is the senior editor at The Daily Wire. And if you're a conservative, you're familiar with The Daily Wire. I would hope so. At any rate, her bio on Twitter describes herself. She describes herself this way: writer, crafter, politico, nerd, senior editor at the Daily Wire, World War II historian, Catholic, cat lady, Lady Brains caster. So she's got a podcast. Opinions my own, but should be yours. I love that last statement. Opinions are my own, but they should be yours. And she did something I think is hilarious, and she tweeted about it yesterday. And I'm going to try to get all of us in while we, you know, let me look here, see how much, wow, it goes on for a while. She says, I finally got blocked from my neighborhood, quote, resistance, end quote, page. Apparently, they did a search for me, and a member shockingly revealed, I work for the Daily Wire. So I can finally reveal my long con to you, Twitter. A few months ago, the resistance started a petition drive because Fox News was on in the bar section of a local restaurant and members couldn't eat in the same room as fake news. They felt sick to their stomachs, even if they couldn't hear or even see the TV. Now, mind you, they didn't ask the bartender or the waitstaff to change the channel. They went around and got signatures and delivered the petition to the restaurant. Since then, I've been quietly asking local restaurants to change one TV to Fox News when I go in. No sound. I just politely ask for the TV to be switched on so I can watch during my meal. Pretty much no one cares. And I assume the TVs get left on Fox when I'm done. This went on for a few months. All harmless. And I need the TV on for work. I never pressured anyone. I just switched one TV to Fox News. Maybe once per week. Tops. And then one day, they caught on. Fox News was on everywhere. It wasn't. The city was filled with secret Republicans. It's not. Panic ensued. Someone was deliberately triggering them, they said. How did they know? They must have a mole. As I watched, the group completely turned on each other. Twilight Zone Monsters of Maple Street style. Everyone was a suspect. Now, I am 100% sure they know exactly who has been quietly turning the TVs to Fox. Because I was not just kicked out of the group, I was blocked. But I think it was probably worth it. I want to point out that although I had a lot of fun, the weirdest and funniest part of this story is the petition drive. Which, it now occurs to me, that they probably never asked to turn the TVs back because they couldn't undertake that many petition drives. I'm an even bigger jerk than I thought. In case you were wondering, here's the thread from a few months ago about the Fox News petition drive. I wasn't kidding. She's redacted the names here. First one says, since I could not eat with Fox on, I might consider a diet aid. But seriously, I will not be back and would tell them why. An answer to that is that's what my husband says too. They have multiple TVs, most set to various sports, and the volume is not on. But just seeing those morons on screen is nauseating. Wow. And then someone else says it bothers me too. When my husband and I visit my daughters at college, we have to stay in hotels in rural America, as both their colleges are out in the cornfields, and it's always on. I've never had the guts to ask management to change it, though. Think about that one, okay? Their colleges are out in cornfields, rural America. In other words, only rural rubes, idiots, watch Fox News. And then she wraps up by saying, for the record, I only asked for the TVs to be switched on because I knew it would be annoying. I did not plan on my neighbors turning on each other like it was the cable news Salem witch trials. That was just an unexpected treat. So, Emily Zanotti of the Daily Wire, hats off to you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate the game you played, and I enjoyed
it. Shall we play a game?
Oh, by all means, yes. Especially if it lights people up with no sense of humor. And that's one of the things that we learn in life as we continue to deal with people on the left is they just don't have a sense of humor. Everything is anger. Everything triggers. Everything is literally Hitler. Everything is to the extreme. There seems to be no balance. There seems to be no sanity. I guess that's what I'm getting at. And at the bottom line, it's actually really sad. Because it's impossible to have joy in life if you're constantly triggered by things. And we have all of these people who live in our society now who are triggered by everything. to the degree that we're even, some of us are even triggered by white milk. Milk. Cow juice. There are some now who are saying it's a white supremacist drink. Well, personally, I prefer chocolate milk, so what does that make me? There's so much insanity in our world today. There's so much absurdity that you and I, coming full circle here, who have embraced the truth and are learning more every day and becoming, being made more free every day, we have to appreciate the absurdity for what it is. And we have to have a laugh. Even though it is sad that people choose to believe the insanity they choose to believe, we still have to laugh. Because if you don't laugh at the absurdity in life, then you too will become all sawed up, upset, bothered, and triggered by everything. So I encourage you today, make up your mind to find things to laugh about today. Find some absurdity and appreciate it for what it is. I do that every day here. While I'm researching, reading articles and the like, I find things to laugh about. I try to bring them here every day, but like I said, some days there's just so much craziness that isn't funny. It all has to be dealt with. And we have to appreciate the seriousness of what the crazy people are trying to do to our society, what they're trying to do to this once great country that we're trying so hard to make great again. Go out and find something fun. Enjoy your life. Because so many of these people, those friends in social media who have who just don't have any time for you, they can't tap into the joy that you know. Because true joy comes from knowing the truth, because the truth does, it does, step by step, next step by next step, the truth does make you free. So, get out there and find some things to enjoy today. That's not a big assignment, but it's a very necessary assignment. Take a little time to laugh at some silliness, some absurdity, and enjoy yourself. That's one of the reasons that that I keep some of my favorite stand-up comics routines on hand, so I can pull them up and laugh at people like John Panette and others. Oh, Brian Regan, some Kathleen Madigan. I mean, there's some funny people out there. So from time to time, it's a good idea to just enjoy life. And you can, because you know the truth, and the truth is making you free. And if you don't know the truth, I encourage you to do some digging and learn it. Because when you realize what's really going on, two things are going to happen. First, it's going to make you mad. I'll tell you that right up front. It's going to make you mad. But once you see how the pieces all fall into place, you'll be at peace because you know the truth. And you'll understand that what you're being told on the evening news is not the truth. And that will begin the process of setting you free, because you can dig and find the truth. Do that today. And I'll see you right back here tomorrow on the Mark and Mac Show.
We never walked on the moon. Elvis ain't dead. You ain't going crazy. It's all in your head.
Today we decided to walk to school.
The light counted.
15, 14, 41,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted.
I realized
he forgot his homework.
I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.